You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire. Smoke. Roto. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Roto Experts in the Morning starts now.
Good morning, what's up, and welcome in to the Roto Experts in the Morning. Holding it down for Greg Sussman today. I am Corey Paulson, the fantasy executive. This is your worst nightmare. The fantasy executive hosting the Roto Experts in the Morning. As always, got me, the King Scott Angle Wall Street, Matt Medica. And for the next hour, we take you up to the fantasy football frenzy. Our good buddy, Dr. Ayo, dropped by the program. Let you know what the latest news is on the injuries going on around the NFL. Get you ready to set your lineup for week number three. Of course, we will preview Thursday Night Football. Week three kicks off tonight. We got you covered right here all day on the FNTSY Radio Network. A lot of people head to the waiver wire last night. Rashad Higgins was the big name. Let you know some of the prices in our leagues that Rashad Higgins went for. We get all that done this hour right here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. But first, the front singer, the lead man of RotoExperts.com, the King, Scott Engel. King, what's going on with you this morning, buddy?
People, let me hear ya.
Yeah. Good morning, Corey. Good morning, Matt. We're all ready for week three here on RotoExperts.com. Check out my lineup ranks and Jake Seeley's matchup ranks. And something from Mike Florio, too. You know, no longer cleans a fishbowl. Thanks to Nando Vecino. All part of your exclusive edge in season fantasy football package at RotoExperts.com. at the free radio checkout for a special discount.
Matt Medica, Wall Street, all the leagues you're in. Last night, went to the waiver wire. I can imagine your fab budget and a few of your leagues have been depleted this morning.
Yeah, no, after week one and week two, I have depleted some fab. I'm now in the Rashad Higgins business, so I'm hoping that's a good thing. We'll find out. And another surprising thing is I'm actually looking forward to this game tonight. This is a Thursday night matchup.
Yep.
Carlos Hyde versus Todd Gurley.
You have to love football to love a game like this because it's a divisional game. You have two shaky quarterbacks, one young quarterback starting to look better. But if you like running backs, you have two interesting running backs to watch tonight.
There you go. That is the case. Todd Gurley getting on the field tonight. Not to also mention Carlos Hyde. We've been waiting around him for a little while, but it is time. These two gentlemen coming off of excellent work in week number two. So there you go right there. Hopefully we get a better effort from the two teams than we got last weekend on Thursday Night Football. So let's get it off. Get it rocking and rolling. Let's get it started. Like I said, Dr. A coming up. We got the Kings lineup rankings, which you can find inside the exclusive edge package for 2017. Also, do not forget Fantasy Football for a course. We'll tell you how to get down with that. Big things coming up on the Roto Experts in this morning. Excuse me, in the morning, as we take you up to tip off or kick off of the fantasy football frenzy. When we come back on the other side, though, we want to start to break down some of this action on the waiver wire. Obviously, Rashad Higgins is a name that's going to be talked about a lot for the next few moments. If you got him on the wire last night, give us a call, 844-843-6879. Let us know exactly how much you paid for him in Fab. Plus, we'll give you, you know what, we'll let you know what we think about him. Corey Coleman's out, so it's going to be the targets are going to be there. Deshaun Kaiser is still the quarterback. So a lot of different things to talk about because I just opened up the GST League. You know what I'm saying? And this is my second share of Rashad Higgins. But guess what? In this one, I got him for 17%. I like that because he was going for 30% in a lot of places last night. We started to break it down right here. It's the world, the industry's most controversial radio show, the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
J it. If you're watching on FNTSY right now, Scott is belly dancing and playing a fake guitar.
No, it's not a guitar.
I mean, excuse me, a fake bongo. We have to get this man some help. Mike Cardano, please.
Mike, help me. Help me, Mike.
We have to get this gentleman evaluated. 844-843-6879. You want to get in on the action, get in now before we get out to the homie, Dr. A, to get you the injury update. Take a couple of your questions. If you got lineup decisions, like I said, week three of the NFL kicks off tonight with the San Francisco 49ers at home taking on the
Los Angeles Rams.
The Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, the Rams are a football team that plays in Los Angeles.
No, I get them mixed. I'm like St. Louis Rams, Los Angeles Rams. They playing the Chargers tonight. I don't know. All this turnover is
yesterday was math. Today it's geography.
It's confusing the fantasy executive. Right, let's get into it. I'm gonna start with my GST league, the Greenwich Street Tavern League that we all play in. Very competitive league. Got a good piece of change in it. I had the high bid of the night. I added Corey Coleman. The reason why I added Coleman because I lost. Well, excuse me. I added Rashard Higgins because I lost Corey Coleman. I was the Corey Coleman owner. And I'm a Randall Cobb owner. And I have Odell Beckham on this team. You feel what I'm on this team? So I wanted to make sure I had enough depth at wide receiver moving forward. I add Rashard Higgins for $173. Listen, that's not a bad buy for Rashard Higgins. 17% of my budget, I can deal with that, Matt Modica.
No. That's one for
there
me.
There you go.
I'm still two behind. you know, 17% is, to me, that's a good buy there. I went as high as 30% in the New York City Super
Did
League
you get
in the
him?
NFFC. I went 303. The runner-up bid was 267 for Higgins. I like to have wide receiver depth. I have quite a bit in that league. I like my team. I even went 15% on Trevor Siemian. Even though I have Brady, I didn't draft a quarterback, which is something I never do. But hopefully I never really have to use Siemian. Yeah. It's just Brady all the way, except for the bye week.
Well, you're also playing keep away, too, in case Siemian does finish as a top 12 quarterback. He's on your bench, so you don't have to worry about that.
And the other thing that, you know, he will regress a bit, but the other thing I do like is if I do need to use him, unfortunately, and I make the playoffs, he has a very nice playoff.
GST League, a more competitive home league. The NFC Super, probably the toughest league in fantasy football, period. Scott, from the industry side of things, how'd it go last night in the Flex Standard? What do we got as the high bid?
Just before you talk about, though, you say you play keep away. It's like, I can't pick up a guy just to keep away from other people. It's like there's too many tough waiver decisions to worry about what other teams are going to have and what not going to have. I got to worry about my own squad. But, you know, I'm in the GST with you, and, you know, I actually, like, picked up Alex Collins for, like, $22. You know, if Terrence West, you know, has any sort of significant injury there, you know, maybe that's something to consider. I also picked up the Titans defense for $11. I like
Scott, Scott, before the segment started, I said, I'm going to do the GST, Medica's going to do the Super, you do the Flex Standard, and you coming out here talking about the same damn league I'm talking about, Scott. What?
You know why? Because your egomaniacal butt just refused to mention any of my waiver moves.
I'm giving you the opportunity to do
You're
that
like,
now,
Scott. I did this. I did that.
Can you please?
I did this. Cardano, please call.
Scott, can you talk about the standard Flex?
There were 19 moves in the GST League, and you only talked about yours.
Scott, I'm giving you the chance. Scott, we discussed this before the segment started. Scott, where were you at?
There's a whole league out there.
Where were you at, Scott?
What?
Scott calling audibles.
That's right. Scott Omaha.
Scott throwing the football at the 1 yard line to get picked off instead of giving the ball to Marshawn Lynch. Scott.
Oh, really?
Standard league.
Yeah, says a guy who hasn't seen his team play in the Super Bowl in 22 years.
Standard league, Scott. How did your fab go last night? Any Rashard Higgins news that you can
only talk about who I got because that's all I care about. Rashard Higgins actually went to Jake Seeley for $22.
Out of a $100 cap right there, so that's 22% of the budget.
Yeah, I don't think it would be out of a $1,000 cap. You know better than that. $22 for him, and, look, Jake recently started talking about how much he liked Higgins, and, you know, he got him. And Ben Watson went for $14. Also to Scott Barrett, this is the Flex Standard.
Ben Watson, 14% in a standard league, Matt Modica. Yeah. Interesting, because I'm looking at a Ben Watson bid right here. 5% of the budget, he goes to Team BFF.
they pick up Ben Watson and drop Marquise Goodwin.
I got Watson in a couple of NFFC leagues for about $33 was my bid. I think Glenn Lowy got him in the Super for $33. That's a reasonable price. I saw some people bidding in multiple leagues, I did at least two, where he went for $300-something. That's a little crazy for me.
Yeah, then we also had Trevor Siemian going from $12 to Adam Azer, and Mohamed Sanu for $11 to Jamie Eisenberg and Jalen Richard.
What do you think about that Mohamed Sanu buy, Scott?
I don't like Sanu, and I'll tell you why. The guy plays in one of the best offenses in the NFL, and his numbers are just ho-hum. He has no upside.
Right now, he has more targets than Julio Jones.
That's crazy. But what do you think what Julio Jones is going to do with his targets as compared to Sanu? Of course, that's because defenses know what Sanu is. They're like, let's make him throw to Sanu.
I tried to get Jalen Richard wherever he was still available.
Really? Interesting.
I have him on some teams. It's just, look, if at some point Lynch does go down, it would never be Richard's backfield anyway. It would be a committee between him and Washington. I've liked him better than Washington in the preseason. I think he can play that role. In a PPR league, I think he could be that pass-catching guy. We know he could take it to the house at any time. So he's a guy of interest. Not a guy you're starting right now, but he's a bench player. And it's sometimes those bench players really can produce later on in the season. If Lynch went down and he was a free agent, he's going to go for a lot of money.
By the way, our friend Joey Brown said he got Higgins for $293.
That's a nice bid right there. Yeah. $293 on Higgins could very well be the number one option in the passing game for the Cleveland Browns moving forward, and you get him at a good spot early in the season. When you look at some of the dollar make you holler guys, I hopped on Tywan Taylor in a few leagues. Corey Davis not healthy right now. Listen, he's not playing in two wide receiver sets, going to be using three wide receiver sets, Matt Modica, but a dollar make you holler guy, Tywan Taylor, I don't mind it.
I like it. I like it. I like it a lot. It has potential. I think the future for the Titans looks very bright with Corey Davis and Tywan Taylor as their wideouts.
Scott E. Guy, another dollar make you holler guy that I'm seeing going off of waiver wire is New York Jet running back Elijah Maguire. Bilal Powell off to a slow start, much like he was last season. I think Matt Forte's a donut. Maybe you're putting the kid Powell back on waiver wire in a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks from now. But for right now, a dollar make you holler on Maguire's not a bad bid, is it?
He's kind of down on the depth chart right now because they're still confoundingly rolling Forte out there. And if they don't, I think Powell gets the opportunity before Maguire. I think Maguire's a very deep, deep dollar make you holler guy like Alex Collins.
What do you think? I see some waiver wires with Brandon Coleman's going off. Willie Snead be back in action for week 4. Kobe Fleener getting it done right now. Brandon Coleman scored a touchdown last week. Matt Modica, a dollar make you holler on Coleman? I don't think so.
Yeah, I'd be concerned if I'm a Ted Ginn owner, because what we thought would be going to Ginn was going to Coleman, so that's where my concern is would all lie there. Yeah, I'm not going in on Brandon Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's one for me. I'm there tied with Modica, two behind Corey. I can't do Coleman. I think he's a situational red zone player.
That's it?
Yeah.
But the red zone is where they get some work at, though. The red zone's a good thing, right?
You're going to have Michael Thomas in there. You're going to have Kobe Fleener in there. You want to see more work than just that.
Who was your favorite guy? What was your favorite pickup of the week, Scotty?
My favorite pickup of the week? I don't know. There's not a lot of exciting stuff out there. I think we all knew who the top free agents were. It was really Rashard Higgins' week and not much else. But you know what, though? I'll give you the guy. I've been saying it for weeks, and Greg said it first. Orleans Darkwood could end up starting for the Giants as soon as this week.
That might be a mistake if that is the case right
there.
Why
would it be a mistake?
Because he sucks. The Giants can't run the football.
He's better than anybody they have running the football. He has to look. He's averaged over 5 yards a pop.
Darkwood?
Yeah.
He carried the ball 12 times.
So still 5 yards a pop.
He's in a limited sample, Scott, behind the worst offensive line in the NFL, or one of them.
Look. The guy's a starting running back. People are going to pick him up.
No, he's not. Perkins is a starter.
No, but Corey, there were reports late yesterday that said Darkwell might start this week.
All right, player that was on the waiver wire in one of my GST leagues, in my GST auction league, was DC running back Sam Perine. Sam Perine, $224 out of a $1,000 cap, goes to the homie, my man, Truck. Matt Modica, if Perine was on your wire, you think you signed to pay up for him, right?
Yeah, I would have put like 20% on him. I do have him on my bench in the New York Super.
No doubt.
And I'm kind of happy about that. But I want to see if Kelly's going to play this week, too. But, you know, you got to take shots on these guys. We like P. Ryan in the, you know, before the preseason, he got off to a very rocky start. But we saw in the game, this kid does have talent and somebody to speculate on.
Yeah, Matt and I definitely like P. Ryan.
All right, so here we go. When we come back on the other side, we head down to the A. We bring in Dr. A, get you updated on the latest injury news going on in the NFL right now. Want to know if DeMarco Murray is going to be in your lineup for week number 3? Keep it locked right here, the Roto Experts in the Morning. Dr. A on the way back.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Week 3 of the NFL season is upon us. Time to start getting those lineups set. That's why we got the rankings from the All In Kid and the King Scott Angle available inside the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football package. Use the promo code FREERADIO. Head on over there right now and get involved. Also, you get the great work of the injury expert, the guys from Inside Injuries, very much. The great Dr. A. Listen, let me tell you something. Injuries cannot be predicted, but the Inside Injuries app is about as close as you get. It's about as best as I've seen. Let's bring in the guy right now. We talk to him weekly. It's my man, Dr. A. Dr. A's fantasy executive, holding it down for Greg Sussman today. And a lot of people in our industry that do what we do as a part of the culture in the hobby, Doc, they're so ready to put Tennessee Titan running back Derrick Henry in their lineups this week. But hold down. Slow up, Sauce. Before you do that, we need an update on the lead dog in that offense, one DeMarco Murray. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. How are you today, Corey?
Doing well, Doc. Holding it down for Greg Sussman. He's on a holiday.
All right. I wonder what it's like to be on holiday. Do you ever take a day off?
Doc, very rare.
What are you talking about? You did 2 weeks ago.
Scott, mind your business. I'm talking to Dr. A.
After I dropped 45 points on him with Kareem Hunt in week one, he didn't show up the next day.
Doc, how are we looking for DeMarco Murray this weekend?
All right, so DeMarco Murray, you know, hamstring injury in the preseason. We had him every single week. We were consistent on him that, you know, he was not ready for week one. He was at an elevated and low average predictive performance and injury risk. And lo and behold, it looks like he's sort of re-injured or retweaked or tightened that hamstring again. He's considered day-to-day right now. The optimal recovery time for running back grade 2 hamstring strain is about 5 to 6 weeks. And so he missed 2 weeks during the preseason. And so it's not surprising that he would have a hamstring tightness or possible re-injury. I think that if he starts in this next game or tries to play in this next game, it is a bad decision. I agree with trying to replace him and your fantasy lineup, because even if he does play, he'll be limited. And so right now he's at 24% elevated injury risk and below average at 55%. It's still going to be a week or two before those numbers start to elevate to get appropriate rest. So, yes, I would replace him on your lineups this week.
Doc, good morning. What about Jay Ajayi? You know, we've talked about, like, the bone-on-bone and, you know, the knees and stuff like that. And, you know, last week the Dolphins went out and gave him 28 carries, and now they're talking, you know, he didn't practice yesterday.
Yeah, this grade one knee injury, it's sort of like this nagging knee injury. For a running back, a knee injury, our algorithm, one of the things that it does is that it really weights negatively on running backs that have knee injuries, because, you know, there's so many cutbacks that are needed. You use your knees more than anything else in the body when you're a running back. You're right, didn't practice on Wednesday. He was riding on a stationary bike for most of the day. But this thing requires at least a 2 weeks optimal recovery time. We had him at elevated injury risk and below average before this injury happened, and he's remaining there. And he's really not going to improve this week. If he rests this week, plays in the second week, then his number should start to improve to hopefully get to above average.
Well, he is playing against the Jets, Doc, so maybe he will get to rest.
I don't think you found that funny.
But, he laughed.
That was a forced laugh. Come on. But Doc, I'm gonna selfishly ask you about Sam Bradford. I'm pretty tied into this Minnesota Vikings offense. Stephon Diggs, Dalvin Cook. I even got Thielen in places where I don't have Diggs. So I really need some good news today, Doc.
Well, bone bruise for Sam Bradford. I don't know. Has anybody ever had a bone bruise in their life? It is an extremely, extremely painful type of injury, and there's no injection that you can give to it. You can take pain medication, but that just kind of causes other side effects. And for Sam Bradford, as you guys know, a very, very injury-prone quarterback, usually the bone bruise takes about 2 weeks to completely heal, but they really pain manage it. So if he starts to experience less pain, typically these guys can come back after 1 week. And so the real big thing here is to see if he's pain. What does his pain tolerance look like leading up to right before the game? I anticipate this is going to be a game time decision. To see how he feels, and if the pain is tolerated and managed, he should start the game. And his numbers right now are above average. He's at elevated injury risk because he's always been at elevated injury risk because he's Sam Bradford, of all of the previous injuries that he had. But he is above average. He right now is below average, but if he does rest, if we see that there is some pain free sort of play, then he'll be going back above average. But he will not be at peak health unless he rests completely this week and comes back in the next game.
All right, so so basically what we got right there from Dr. A, inside injuries, go to the website, download the app. That's the most important thing you could do to get this good injury analysis. Recap what he said just now. More than likely looking at a game-time decision for Sam Bradford on Sunday, but optimism because bone bruise, nothing real serious in that point as far as ligament-wise, correct, Doc? So really, you think Bradford will be able to get past this, particularly saying that this is not something that we think is going to linger with him the entire season, correct?
So it's really all about pain tolerance. Like, if he has a lot of pain before the game and his warm-ups, et cetera, he will not start the game, and he shouldn't start the game because a bone bruise can lead to a fracture if it's played on. If there's a lot of pain and there's a lot of a lot of fluid in the bone, this is an injury that if it doesn't heal, it will linger on for a good portion of the season. That's why they try to get these guys to be pain free, because that means the bone bruise has gone down from a swelling standpoint pretty significantly, and so they're able to play. So does that make sense, Corey? Like, it doesn't linger.
Makes sense, Doc. And we'll right here, Lineup Lock Live on Sunday morning. We'll get you that information as the news breaks. Doc, I want to head out selfishly, talk about my team now. I got Jimmy Graham all over the place, and I'm like, first of all, he's not performing properly on the field. That Seahawks offense sucks, and now he ends up on a damn injury report. What can we expect from Jimmy Graham this weekend, Doc?
Okay, so just let's refresh everybody's memory on Jimmy Graham. 2015, torn patellar tendon. 2016, knee, hip, back. Injuries, played all 16 games, didn't really play from a fantasy standpoint significantly at a high level. Then a back injury in the preseason now, and now he has a grade 1 ankle sprain again. Tight end, grade 1 ankle, pretty significantly impactful. We had him at elevated injury risk before the season started, that he was a risky start. He's currently at elevated and below average. This is a minor ankle sprain, Corey, so it's 1 week optimal recovery time. So if he gets the appropriate treatment this week, he will be back at, again, elevated injury risk and above average. But again, this is a guy that is you're going to hear every game, every other game, maybe on three. You're going to see him on the injury report, and there will be several games this season that he will be limited. He may get limited snaps. he may have one or two breakout games, but he's not going to be the guy that's going to be consistently a workhorse through the whole season from a fantasy perspective, and that's why we listed him at elevated injury risk, you know, before the season started.
Doc, I'm going to unselfishly ask you about Jordan Howard, who I have no fantasy teams, but a lot of our listeners do.
So Jordan Howard. So this is one of the unique things that when you aggregate data and you see a lot of this stuff happens. He has a grade two. What we're predicting is a grade two shoulder injury. But, you know, so when we think grade two, we're like, wow, this is a sprain and, you know, it's going to significantly impact the player. However, you know, for running backs, a grade two shoulder injury is just, you know, I know it's painful and it's a grade two, but it's just not that impactful from what we've seen. And so, you know, he was at low and above average before. He'll get an appropriate rest for 1 week. And right now he's still at low and above average. So he should get the appropriate recovery and be ready to go in the next game.
Then just to be clear, that means a low injury risk, above average health performance factor. And you can find all the inside injuries information inside the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package, the in-season version, on rotoexperts.com. All of our new player cards have the inside injuries information. Enter free radio at checkout for a special discount.
Scott, I was shocked you didn't ask him about Jarvis Landry after benching him last week.
It wasn't my turn. You want to ask for me?
No, I'm going to ask about Jordy Nelson.
Be my assistant.
I want to know about Jordy, Doc. how does Jordy Nelson look this week?
Coming up on the end of the segment, Doc, you can break it down right quick for us.
Yeah. So Jordy Nelson, grade one quad injury. He's 50-50 to play week three. He should not play according to our algorithm. And one quick thing, Andrew Luck, like I said, guys, significantly damaged labrum over several years, significant surgery. He's still not ready yet because when he throws, he has pain and he has risk to re-tear that repaired labrum. That's why he's getting second opinions and third opinions, and that's why he's not in the game yet.
Doc, real quick, what about the fact that Jordy Nelson practiced in full yesterday?
You know, practicing in full is very, very different. I get you, but it's very, very different than an in-game intense type of atmosphere where you're getting hit for real. You know, he may be ready to go when it comes to practice, but still our algorithm says that when you have a grade one quad forward wide receiver, you know, it is a three-week optimum recovery time. So, you know, we don't think that he should play in the next game. We should rest and play in the next week.
Inside Injuries is the app, insideinjuries.com. The great analysis come from my man, Dr. A. We talk to him every week on the Roto Experts in the Morning. When we come back, we got to talk about Andrew Luck because Doc just dropped the bomb on us. It's the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Are you new to daily fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money and lots of it by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock daily fantasy sports.
Fantasy football, week three of the NFL season. It's the Roto Experts in the Morning, the industry's most controversial show. Let's get ready. Let's hop right into it. Dr. A said significant labrum damage in that shoulder. Not practicing, not throwing, not playing. Serious chance of re-injuring the labrum. Matt Modica, this dude is not going to play this year.
I'm starting to trend in that direction now, too. And I've been the one that's saying October 1st or at some point. But, you know, either go to church, go to temple, light a candle or something if you own them. Because it's not looking good.
Scott, I don't know.
I'm still behind Corey. But I don't know if God wants us talking to him about our fantasy football teams.
Didn't even take the damn day off.
Yeah, Scott, so come on. Yeah, exactly. Showing how much, you know what I mean?
This much I know.
Break it down.
Break it down. Like
Andrew Luck, what Dr. A just said, Scott, he said significant damage, to the labrum.
I heard what the man said.
And he could tear it again if he was to come back.
It's already been broke, though, by Matt. You know, there's really no other analysis that you can give. It's the only thing is, like, people are going to start saying now, should I cut Luck? You
that's
know,
where
that's,
I'm going with
that's,
it.
That's the big thing.
That's it's, where I'm going with it.
You know and what?
I feel like doing now.
You know what? It depends on what you want. It depends on what your needs are, but you have to consider it. In some situations, I would start doing it.
Matt,
see, in a highly competitive league, if he gets cut next week and I can get him for a cheap price, I'm carrying three quarterbacks. Because if he's available in that second half.
I'm the dude that's going to cut him thinking he's not going to play the whole season or thinking he's not going to be on the field till week eight and want somebody to go spend their money to get a dead roster spot.
I'm not worried about other people's money. Here's the thing: is like in a ten team.
You don't
league,
spend your own, but
hey, that's how I got like this. You know,
there
I
you
constantly wear new shirts because I spend my own money on me.
Yeah, I got to give props to your wife. You have been looking sharp this week.
Thank you. She appreciates that. But you know, especially in a 10-team league or in a mainstream league. You know, I've gotten questions like Rivers is out there, Wentz is out there, even Simeon is out there. In some of those cases, maybe you cut Luck.
You got to go with the healthy guy.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. Our week three quarterback and DST streams, the stream meter. Jay Cutler versus the New York Jet, Matt Medica.
I love it. If you're going to start Cutler, this is the week. Stack him up if you do DFS. Stack him with Devontae Parker. I think this is the Devontae Parker breakout week. Cutler, you know, it's smoking Jay. He's erratic. Miami fans will hate him at some point, sooner than later, but they'll love him this week.
Scotty, Deshaun Kizer versus, skip my mind just that quick. Deshaun Kizer versus the Indianapolis Colts.
I don't think I can do it. I don't think I can do Cutler either. It's like, you know, these guys are good if I would say in daily, but I can't use them over more established players. And, you know, Kaiser's very erratic. You know, give you the rushing yardage, et cetera. I think if you're in, like, a desperate situation, you know, you can use Kizer. But I can't see starting these guys over other top 10, 11 quarterbacks. You know, I'm not going to start them over Mariota or Dak Prescott or somebody like that.
That's why we're talking quarterback streamers, Scott.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm saying, how much are you really going to stream these guys?
Honest question, though. So you have... I'm looking at your rankings. So you have Winston, Mariota. You have them one or two spots ahead of Cutler.
Right.
You don't think Cutler's got the better matchup?
But he's got the better matchup. But to me, it's just not about the better matchup necessarily. You know, it's like this team could still lean a lot on the run. You know, it's a good matchup for him. And if you want to start Cutler, I'm crazy about it. But to me, Mariota is still the better fantasy quarterback. I've seen too many times over Jay Cutler's career where you think it's a good matchup and he melts on you.
All right, there you go right there. Matt Medica, Carson Palmer versus the Dallas Cowboys. Streaming that?
You know what? This is, I said last week was Carson's last stand.
Yeah.
And I don't know what he got in a four-point league. But in a six-point passing league, he did get like 20 points.
Okay.
And if I had to, this isn't a bad matchup for him. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to have to throw. I think the game script is going to force them. I think they'll be playing from behind. So it's not the worst possible situation here. So, yeah, he is an option.
Alex Smith, Scotty.
No.
He's
next.
In week one, he was a QB1. In week two, he was a QB1.
Rewind. Sunday. Lineup lock. Corey Parson. Alex Smith had a good game in the first week, but that was an accident.
Two back-to-back accidents for Alex Smith. Scott, I'm playing.
Look,
you know how I feel about Alex Smith.
Back-to-back accidents only happen in the restroom. It ain't happened with Alex Smith.
So there you go right there. I think we already know Carson Wentz and Trevor Siemian. Not really in the streaming quarterback conversation right now. I think they're both starters in 12-team leagues.
I got a guy.
Who's that?
You know, Andy Dalton. Much as we are saying, you know, everybody is going off, running away from him.
Yeah.
I just think he's going to be throwing the ball a ton. I think he's going to be throwing the ball to A.J. Green. That Packers secondary does not scare me at all. And especially if they're playing from behind, the attempts are going to be there.
Garbage time for Andy Dalton, Scotty.
I think it's like a two-touchdown, two-interception type of game. That Packers defensive line against that offensive line, I think it's good enough to shake Dalton enough where I think it'll be like not as horrible as he was, but it still won't be that good.
Sam Bradford, likely a game time decision, so you want to be careful with him. If you are a quarterback streamer this week, if you're a Sam Bradford guy, he's likely going to be a GTD, a game time decision. But you make sure you're on with us on FNTSY Radio and on Dish Network Sunday morning beginning at 9 a.m. East. It's Lineup Lock Live. We'll get you all your breaking news, your last minute lineup set and stuff, and I might invite somebody into the studio right quick and see what's going on with them. All right, let's go. Time to start talking about our defense streamers, streaming DSTs. The Green Bay Packers are at home, and the touchdown inept Cincinnati Bengals come to town. Matt Modica, you like to stream this Green Bay DST?
No, I do not. I'm going to stay away from the defenses in this matchup. If after the first 2 weeks, you know, people have soured on the Patriots defense, and you can get them on the waiver wire, or you bought them in Fab, that's the one I'm rolling out. I'm going to take Bill Belichick versus a rookie quarterback every single time.
If New England Patriots are on your waiver wire, Matt Modica makes an excellent point. A rookie quarterback going on the road to New England, if they're on your wire, that's the number one DST stream. Scott, the New York Jets, though, they invite the Miami Dolphins into town. Are you down to stream the Dolphins defense this week?
I have them top 10, but I think people are overrating them, though. They're just what you can't just do is look at the matchups alone, and that's what a lot of mainstream players do. As bad as the Jets look, the Miami Dolphins look bad on defense. They're because of injuries, etc. The linebacking crew is abysmal. Their secondary's not good. I just don't think I think I would rather have a better unit that has a pretty good matchup.
I know you would, Scott, but there's nothing we can do about that now.
There's certainly nothing you can do about it. You made it funny. You're very proud of yourself. Maturity.
In your analysis, Scott, or should I move to Matt Modica and talk about the Cleveland Brown defense taking on the Indianapolis Colts?
That's the thing, too. It's like that. I don't think that's enough of a quality unit in order for me to use them.
I didn't know your name was Matt Modica.
He was looking at me, though. Yeah.
So you don't
know, I really don't like him. You know, there are a few matchups that we take him in, but you know, I really don't like him this week.
No, you know what? I think this is the opportunity if you ever get, you know, for the Cleveland Browns. You know, what they've done with the draft picks and everything, getting rid of Joe Hayden, I don't think was a bad move. I don't think Joe Hayden is good.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a high-quality defense. But you look at who they're going up against at quarterback. And I do like them this week. I think this is a week where they can really cause some havoc, get some turnovers. I think the offense is going to roll. I think the defense is going to roll as well.
Shout out Joe Hayden, PG County. Scott Engle, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Stream the Pittsburgh Steelers this week. I put the Pittsburgh Steelers on this list now all of a sudden. I forgot who their matchup. Oh, they're on the road playing the Chicago Bears.
Corey, yeah. Corey, don't make me call Cardano. I need you to be prepared. You know, it's like the middle of week three. Corey, I have to have you prepared. I cannot do this. You cannot in week Scott, three forgetting who the teams are going to play, Corey. Scott. I cannot have this. I'm going to leave. Somebody get this man out of here.
Do you watch football?
Do you watch football? You don't even know who they're playing. I like them. You look at my lineup ranks at rotoexperts.com, an exclusive Edge Fantasy Football package where I have a live chat at 7 p.m. Eastern tonight. Free radio checkout for a discount. I got the Steelers fourth.
All right.
TJ Watt's listed as questionable, but I still like that front seven against Chicago.
Matt Modica, the Jacksonville Jaguars defense across the pond.
I like them. I think they're going to cause some havoc. I think Flacco is going to have a really rough game. I think this is a really good defense. What happened last week, how that game kind of turned, it was a 6-3 game for quite a while, and I am not a Blake Bortles guy. I don't want nothing to do with Blake Bortles, but two of those interceptions were off of tips. You know, the receiver's got to try and help him as well. I think this is a really competitive game. Put the Jacksonville Jaguars in there.
Scotty, did we forget anybody?
Defense is the stream. Looking at my lineup
number
ranks.
Number seven.
I would probably say Tennessee against Seattle. I like them, you know, that front seven against the Seahawks offensive line.
There you go right there. That is your DST and QB streamers for week number three in fantasy football. Of course, the Roto Experts exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Now live for 2017. Promo code FREE RADIO. Get you these picks each and every week from Scott Engle, the King, the all-in kid, Jake Seeley. He is the accuracy expert. Plenty more Roto experts in the morning to come. We'll tell you about fantasy football for a purpose also. Want to get you on the horn. 844-843-6879. We come back, fantasy for a purpose, and we get you ready for the fantasy football frenzy.
Ezekiel Elliott, Carl Anthony Towns, Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes.
Special shout out to everybody that joined us, rocking us on the Roto Records in the morning this morning. Always a good time to host the Roto Records in the morning, because I'm telling you, one day it didn't look like this thing would ever be possible. So there you go right there. But let's talk about fantasy football for a good cause and what we are doing with FNTSY Sports Radio and DKMS, now a battle to delete blood cancer. The network is running daily fantasy football contests to support and bring attention to DKMS, a nonprofit whose mission is to fight the lead against blood cancer by working with families, communities, and organizations to recruit more potential bone marrow donors to save lives. Listen, it's free to get involved in. Y'all been doing a great job throughout the first 2 weeks of the season. Let's keep it rolling and gain some momentum to show these people that the fantasy football community cares. The way you get involved in these contests is not by going to Fantasy Draft. You go to rotoexperts.com/DKMS. They'll take you right to the page right there. You want to set your DFS lineups? DailyRoto.com/DKMS. Not on the Fantasy Draft site. Right there on rotoexperts.com/DKMS, and right there, dailyroto.com/DKMS. Playing daily fantasy football never felt so good. I caught you before you got in there, Scotty.
He was looking.
What are you talking about?
Now, let's get ready to tell you what we now. This is the good part about it right here. You want to win a trip to Super Bowl 52 in Minneapolis, Minnesota, every week. Weeks 1 through 16, one of the winners of our contest that you can get involved with, rotoexperts.com/DKMS. The weekly winner, all 16 of them, get into a pool week 17. The winner of that one, they go to Minneapolis, Minnesota for Super Bowl 52, Scotty. So make sure you get on done down. Get down there. Fantasy football for a good cause. DKMS, FNTSY Radio, the fight to delete blood cancer, Scotty.
And it's absolutely free to play. There's no catch.
All right, so what we got next? Okay. I just hollered at the all-in kid, but I just we got Jake. Jake, we was I don't want to mention this on air, but
I will.
Getting ready, because I'm here already. I'm already halfway through it. We were when I came in this morning getting ready for the program, because I held the Roto Experts down. Sussman's out on the holiday. First thing I did, I went to the rotoexperts.com. I didn't see the rankings for week 3. We got them up and rolling yet?
Are you talking about my rankings?
Yeah, I didn't see them this morning when I came in.
That's because you're a slacker. They've been up there since Monday night, Tuesday.
Really?
Get with it.
Come on, I can't.
Here.
Scott, I still don't see them, Scotty. Maybe I'm making a mistake.
I see them. I got them.
Maybe I'm on the wrong page, Scotty.
Probably.
Scott, why are you talking trash to me this morning?
I'm just telling the truth.
All in kid, Jake Seeley. What'd you see? Anything you see on the waiver wire last night?
Waiver wire wise, I was actually surprised through the flex leagues that I didn't get Rashad Higgins in all three of them. I spent like 20 something bucks in all three, and I got him in two out of three. But Jarrett Behar sniped me for like 30 something in the one league. I was surprised. I thought
he bid like
$400.
Oh, okay. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, no, that's what it was. How hot? Yeah, I was surprised.
We're going to talk about that, break that down coming up on the Fantasy Football Frenzy. Everybody that's rocking with us, please make sure that you head on over to FNTSY, the YouTube page. Got the videos up there. Good video content. If you missed us talking about the quarterbacks and the DSTs you want to stream this week, Go on over there, check it out right now. Also, got plenty of waiver wire content on the FNTSY YouTube channel. You get to see Foul Territory. Interesting episode of that coming up. So a lot of things over there on that channel. All the great programming going on over at FNTSY. Most of it found right there. Subscribe. Click the button. YouTube. We go YouTube live all the time. Come inside Studio 34 with us and see my man Ted Finn Jr. swimming around in a clean bowl of water. Nothing to do with Mike Florio.
And not only football there, for those of you starting to prepare for fantasy basketball early, that's there too on the YouTube channel. Even if you're into some soccer, you know, you have that there. And, you know, weekly NASCAR picks as well. Also, so everything.
Also, an interesting discussion on Josh Gordon and whether fantasy owners should be picking him up as he gets ready to exit rehab. All right. So I think we have got everything taken care of. I think we did everything, right?
We did.
You got everything done?
Yeah.
So I'm going to be here tomorrow.
I don't know about that, but.
For the King, Scott Angle. For Wall Street, Matt Medica. Fantasy executive, Corey Parsons. Coming back, stay with us though, because the Fantasy Football Frenzy is up next on FNTSY Radio.